The lockdown in Melbourne and tighter restrictions across Victoria have presented a unique challenge for the federal MPs from the state. Parliament sits in Canberra, where there are no active COVID-19 cases. So the Victorian politicians are going to have to isolate for 2 weeks before Parliament sits in the last week of this month, or they will miss out on casting their vote. Here's political reporter Melissa Clark.
The Acting Chief Medical Officer has advised that Victorian MPs and senators present a significant risk if they come to Canberra, to both ACT residents and to other MPs and senators. If COVID-19 reaches Parliament House, parliamentarians returning to their electorates across the country could take the virus along with them. So Victorian politicians have been given three choices. Come to Canberra 2 weeks before Parliament and isolate alone, isolate at home along with all family members before coming to Canberra, or miss Parliament. Independent MP Helen Haynes has made her choice.
I've decided to quarantine at home. I live in northeast Victoria on a small farm. I usually drive to Canberra when I attend Parliament, so I will lock the farm gate and bunker down in quarantine at home and then head to Canberra after that.
The MP says it's important her electorate has a voice in the federal parliament.
As an independent, I don't have a party to do that for me. I'm the one to go to Canberra and make sure the voices of the people here in Indi are heard. So that's very much my obligation. But to do such a thing for a parliamentarian who has a young family would be extremely difficult.
That's the scenario facing Labor frontbencher Catherine King, the MP for Ballarat. Her husband is working from home. She has an elderly parent in hospital and a child adjusting to school closures.
Well, I haven't made up my mind as yet, but you know, like many families, we've only just started homeschooling here in Ballarat. We've only just gone to stage 3 restrictions recently, so we just started supervising homeschooling on Wednesday, so we're only on day two.
There are discussions underway about allowing Victorian MPs and senators who can't come to Parliament to participate via video link, but they wouldn't be able to vote. Helen Haynes again.
I'm pleased that at least some consideration is being given to video conferencing in some shape or form, but we've got to do better than that.
For cabinet ministers, it seems there's little choice. The Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, is having to leave his family in Melbourne.
I'm planning to self-isolate in Canberra.
The same for Health Minister Greg Hunt.
I will. No special rules, no exemption for me.
In Ballarat, Catherine King is still weighing her options.
Don't make a decision until you absolutely have to make a decision.
She has just a couple of days to figure out whether to stay or go.
Melissa Clark reporting.